real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th. Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Oh, no! Why did Grandmother fall down the well?
It's because she couldn't see that well.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Senators today cast their votes on President Trump's removal from office at his impeachment trial. He did not mention impeachment during his State of the Union address.
To the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
The talk show host Rush Limbaugh awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom during the speech. It's the nation's highest civilian honor. The final count for Monday's Iowa caucus is still incomplete. Pete Buttigieg is ahead with 71% of precincts reporting.
It is going to help propel us into a great position to compete here in New Hampshire and beyond.
The New Hampshire primary is next Tuesday. Bernie Sanders right now a close second in Iowa, followed by Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Amy Klobuchar, with Andrew Yang and Tom Steyer way behind them. Nobody else has any votes reported. America's listening to Fox News.
Everybody is kung flu fighting. Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens like lightning. In a time of Purell, I'm lying. Everybody is kung flu fighting.
There's a little bit of fear going around with this corona thing. Yesterday, somebody in Florida got an empty package from China and called 911 because they thought it was somebody sending them coronavirus.
They were nervous and scared that it was the coronavirus. They called PD. PD called us. We brought the hazmat truck.
Why would the box be sent to them? Who sent the box? Is it really from China? But it's very difficult to do, to send that across in a box. You're not going to do it. It won't work.
But why take chances, you know? 6 minutes after 8.
Rich
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
And we've got rain in the area right now. As a matter of fact, it's officially raining out at the airport. No storms this morning, just showers, which have been moving through the area. The storm risk, and that's going to be significant, will be later on. The threat of some thunderstorms this afternoon, but really the severe weather threat begins in the far western counties, you know, between about 3 and 4 p.m., and then slowly spreads across the state. It's going to take forever to get through. As a matter of fact, it's a multi-hour severe weather threat that goes through the overnight hours and then even continues tomorrow morning. In fact, by mid-morning, the threat has shifted to southeast Alabama, where this threat will be rather significant. And when we talk about this severe weather threat, we're talking about damaging wind gusts, certainly one possibility. Tornadoes are possible, and flash flooding threat is exceedingly high in this particular situation. Excessive rainfall amounts possible. Mid-60s tonight. The storm threat continues through tomorrow morning, then showers after that, with temperatures falling tomorrow afternoon into the 50s, breezy and cool Friday, Friday's high 54, and maybe an isolated shower somewhere in the area Saturday. Right now this morning, light rain out at the airport. Southeast winds at 8 miles per hour. Temperature is 66 at 8:08.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
I have an idea.
What is it?
An idea that's a fresh thought or a new line of thinking.
Why do I even have to show up here?
I can't always count on your cooperation, you know. Anyway, if you really like Joe Bonamassa and you want to see Joe Bonamassa, and that's the 13th, right?
It's a week from tomorrow.
The day before Valentine's Day.
By the way, today and tomorrow are the last days we're giving away tickets.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not giving away tickets on Friday. So.
Okay. All right, so, and we want somebody to see this show who's a big fan. And if you're a big fan, you should be able to spell his name at 272-9228. I'm not looking for J-O-E either. Just in case somebody gets wise, we're not looking for J-O-E. We're looking for the last name. So call us at 272-9228 and the spelling bee gets underway. I thought that was
devilishly clever.
That was good.
Yeah, every once in a while I am. Boy, spent a lot of time at Adam's Drugs. This has just been a crazy, crazy month. Got diagnosed with pneumonia last weekend. And thanks to that team at Adam's Drugs on Vaughan Road, we're able to get the information out there, and everything was ready by the time we showed up. I just can't say enough. It's even one of our listeners, when I put the Adam's Drugs website on Facebook, so you too. In fact, the founder of Adam's Drugs is coming in because one of the great complaints out there with people is getting lost in the system with the box store pharmacies and their mergers. They just don't have the time. People are getting the wrong medications, all kinds of problems, and we're going to address that when they visit us. I believe it's Tuesday afternoon at 4:35. We'll have Mr. Vincent, who founded Adam's Drugs, in to explain it, and also Jones Brothers as well, because the problem is that pervasive. But if you want, as one of our listeners described it, who uses the Millbrook Adam's Drugs, that Cheers feeling where everybody knows your name, this is the place to go and get that, where they take the time, they have the time to give you that individual treatment. And once you become a customer, yeah, it's great to walk into a place and hear your name. Hey, Greg, good to see you. It's not because it's me. I've been a customer there for 7 years now. And they're just amazing. And the stores have gift shops. And I will confess that last week while I was waiting on one of my scripts to get filled,
what's your name?
I did have a peanut butter cup.
Well, that's okay. That's all right.
I was parched. Because a lot of the medications will, to get your sinuses clear, will kind of dry out. They're just great people. So if you haven't had the experience, it takes 2 minutes to get your health insurance information into their system and enjoy that up close and personal customer service that they provide from 12 locations. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
Got a lot of people who want to go to this show.
Okay, but Joan was first, correct?
Joan was first. She was caller one.
All right. Hi, Joan.
Good morning.
Morning.
By the way, do we have the correct spelling handy?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Oh. All right. Throw it at us.
Jeez.
B-O-N-A-M-A-S-S-A.
Guess what? You're going to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
When was the last time you want to participate in the spelling bee and there was a prize, huh?
Many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And no prize.
Well, congratulations to you. Hang on. Jay's going to get you set up with the tickets for Joe Bonamassa. Glad you're going
to
be
there. There's a lot of people who want to go to see the show.
No doubt. No doubt. He is, in the musicianship community, held in incredibly high regard. William B., we did get a winner.
Yeah, I heard that. I missed it by one, I guess.
Exactly. Just by one.
Hey, Joe.
All right. Well, I thought I knew how to spell it, but anyway, maybe next time. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thanks, buddy. And Cheryl, we wanted to thank you for trying. You will be in our end of the week grand prize drawing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It is 8:13. We got your local news, and then we're back with stupid news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. Ivey also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new football stadium at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. The stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. And two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. Both groups say that early conversations have been positive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
February is Sleep Safety Month, so frisk your spouse for matches and kitchen knives before dozing off.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. We start with the guy in Australia who said, hey, I got this this new fishing reel. How could I tell?
Cough button works good. So he's got a new fishing reel.
Yeah.
And he said, how can I
test this effectively. So he decided to hook the fishing reel to his girlfriend's backpack. She's all of 100 pounds, then told her to start running.
Okay. As she takes off and starts running, I'm going to tighten up until full lock. I hope everything works out here, and I hope nothing snaps. The rules are she has to keep running. You have to keep lifting your feet. All right, come back a little bit. This is the 2020 Saltiga versus my girlfriend. Go back. Okay, I'm going to lock down. Go back. Go for it. She's going to stop very soon. Pull the back. Babe.
What you're supposed to get from that is that the reel worked because it held on to her until she dropped from exhaustion.
Right.
Now, every morning at 7:30, I go to my Informed Delivery Digest email to see what's coming.
I just went to mine, yeah.
Can you imagine opening that one day and finding 55,000 letters?
I heard about the guy who got the email. What happened? How did that happen?
He got 55,000 duplicate letters from his student loan company.
He and I were shocked. We were like, are you kidding me? Who makes that kind of mistake? I may just start a fire, a bonfire, and burn it all. I just hope it doesn't happen again. I might have to return to sender.
Maybe they were just making a point.
The letters from College Avenue student loans. We had Steve Duro on talking about the loan issue yesterday and the issue that's causing for people. He had the letter from College Avenue Student Loans contained a statement for the student loan he and his wife had taken out for their daughter. The loan company said the letters were sent erroneously as a result of an Iowa caucus system glitch.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
I love that.
Right. 55,000 identical letters.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
One of the largest full moons is happening soon. It's called the Snow Moon. And that's the name of the full moon that'll be lighting up the sky on February 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday. Upcoming. NASA says the so-called Snow Moon will reach its peak at 2:33 Eastern Time on Sunday. Some experts say this qualifies as a supermoon, a phrase coined by NASA that when a full moon appears at perigee. Rich, why don't you explain to the class what perigee is?
It's when, I think it's the closest point that the moon is to the Earth and during the year.
You get an A. And it seems slightly brighter and larger than a regular full moon. Office plan, open plan offices spread disease more quickly. There's a shock, huh?
What about studios? Anything about studios?
Yeah. Being in an open office is supposed to make it easier to collaborate with colleagues, but it makes you more likely to catch whatever they're bringing into the building.
Right.
The issue is that an uncovered cough or sneeze can create a spray of up to 40,000 disease-ridden droplets that can travel up to 200 miles an hour. And guess how far that sneeze can go, Mr. Random Facts?
I would say...
Didn't we find out one morning about another speed?
Yeah, we did. I didn't post that in Random Facts.
Oh, what speed was that?
Oh, it was, you know, it's...
Another bodily thing.
Better for the afternoon show. I don't know. I have no idea. Go ahead and tell me.
26 feet.
Oh. I was keeping it in the feet, but I wasn't sure.
I just happened to surf into Hot Shots, the movie, and there's a scene where the guy who can't see is
sneezes on the radar.
Sneezes on the radar.
Millions of them.
They're coming from everywhere. It was funny if you saw that movie.
And then from space, space
balls?
Space balls.
Space balls.
Yeah.
Look at the bleeps.
Radar's jammed. And there's jam on the radar.
Raspberry. Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, that movie was on the other day, and I watched that for a little bit. My favorite part of that one is Comb the Desert.
We ain't found.
And fast speed, and then finally ludicrous speed.
They've gone plaid.
Okay.
What's the matter, Colonel
Sanders? Chicken.
Good, then we're all agreed. I'll tell you what we're going to do here.
What do you want to do?
We're going to talk about Kaiser Fine Furniture and their President's Day sale. I think, you know, they've been around for 50 years, but to me they were kind of a well-kept secret, Kaiser, at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, because the building is not, you know, pompous and ostentatious. It's functional. Reminds me a little bit of Georgia Floors Direct, and it's huge, and it is loaded with choices, 60,000 square feet of choices. And whatever it is you pick out in the month of February or any other month at Kaiser, you pay 8.25% sales tax on it as opposed to 10% if you buy furniture in the city of Montgomery. And this month they're celebrating our American presidents. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings celebrating all month long by providing top quality furniture at everyday reasonable prices. At Kaiser, everything in stock is marked up to 50% off. They have some of the best entertainment center choices. Those kind of went passe, but the new generation of entertainment centers is designed for the larger TVs and the things we enjoy today. Really, really nice. Tables and chairs, accent pieces, bedroom suites. In fact, something for every room in your home, all up to 50% off. They offer free delivery for all active and retired military. So celebrate President's Day with huge savings at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Buy Wiser. Shop Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Stella's our point person there, by the way. Please tell her you heard about Kaiser on this radio station. She and her staff will give you a very focused visit if you know specifically what you're looking for. 823.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident just before Chantilly Parkway on I-85 southbound that has traffic in slow motion from Mount Meigs all the way past Chantilly to Taylor. Another slowdown on 85 southbound from the Eastern Boulevard all the way past Perry Hill and Ann to Mulberry. 65 southbound, still some slow traffic into Montgomery downtown. We've got busy conditions on the boulevard. Still busy on the 31s inbound. Use caution and drive carefully this morning. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get the special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
On this land, on this soil, the most incredible dreams come true.
You came along and everything started in to hum.
We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers.
Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Our brightest discoveries are not yet known.
Wait till you see that sunshine day.
The sun is still rising.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
Come the day you're mine.
Nicely done.
I didn't know that song. Did you know that song? That Frank song?
I've heard it before.
The best is yet to come, yeah. Frank Sinatra?
I should know that. Huh? It'll never be on our morning song of the day.
Probably. Why not?
Okay, it will.
Throw some Frank in there, man. I'm always down for that.
Start spreading.
You can give me any of those guys. Frank, Dean, Sammy. Throw in any of those.
We've done New York before, by the way.
We did. I was just going to say.
Do Dean's Kick in the Head. That's a great one.
Then the kids will stop listening to me.
Yeah, you don't want to lose that. Top questions to ask yourself before trying to be a TV weather person.
Okay.
This was not written by me. It's just something that came out because today is National Weather Person's Day. Mm-hmm. So here's a list of the top questions to ask yourself before trying to be a TV weather person. And Rich, you can confirm or deny. Has my dream always been to walk into a building and ask for the least demanding job in the entire place? How can they say that? What, do you have an 18-hour severe weather window coming up?
God,
seems cruel.
Hey, when people say, well, it's like flipping a coin, isn't it? You got the easiest job in the world. Shut up.
If a weather pattern just happens to be shaped like something vulgar, do I have to draw it?
Yeah. Well, we've got some funny pictures of that.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
How will I cope with the realization that anyone with a phone has the exact same amount of knowledge and expertise I do? They do if they have the Rich Thomas weather app.
This How many more of these you got?
None. I'm done. Let's get in the Ayatollah Kerry. I have to get out of here just a little early today to go be with Mr. Bitterbottle, who's at the hospital, and I'm not sure what's happening there. But let's bring in Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Leading off, the dumbest of the dumb. It's going to be tough to beat these two. And guess what state they're from?
Probably Florida.
Florida.
Floridia. I like that.
Ian Simmons and Joshua Reinhart got pulled over for speeding near Pensacola. Josh had an active warrant out, so cops searched the car.
Mm-hmm.
They found two bags they immediately thought might be full of drugs because each bag had printing on the side said, bag full of drugs. They're actually makeup bags that you can buy online, but they did happen to be carrying 75 grams of meth, 3.5 grams of fentanyl, and coke and MDMA pills and more. So both were arrested, and the guy that was out on the warrant is being held without bail. 29-year-old man named Jordan Fleming in Springfield, Oregon, back in December, came up with quite the plan to rob a drug house. So he typed up a fake search warrant, mm-hmm. then went to the house, flashed a fake badge, and demanded to search the place. While he was inside, he seized a bunch of heroin and meth. But apparently somebody in the house recognized him because he had bought drugs there before.
What an idiot.
So he went back to pose as a cop to a place he had already purchased drugs at. He has been...
Oh, I forgot.
...arrested. And back to Florida we go. 68-year-old woman named Pamela Carr in Clearwater. On Sunday morning, her 73-year-old husband said after 9 years of being married, he wanted a separation. She did not take this well and promptly tased him. Now he's got a good reason to get divorced because she's in the slammer for felony domestic battery.
Taser in the night.
Yeah. So who's
that's
the,
another Franklin, isn't it?
Who's the big dummy here?
Well, you know, I was going to say
three
the first
real
one,
good
the,
ones, really.
The bag full of drugs. No, no, that's good. But I'm sorry, the 29-year-old. With the fake ID, who poses as a cop to go to steal drugs at a house where he's bought drugs before and they recognize him.
Yeah.
I think...
I'm with you on
this
that.
Guy.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
But Florida's always comes through. Here is Stan's got something on traffic. What you got, Stan?
Hey, wow, forgot what I call us listening hard there. Getting off of 85, the bridge on the 65 South. Just happened. An accident's really going to slow things up.
Oh, boy. That's always a tough spot.
85 to 65 southbound.
There you go. The bridge getting off 85 on the 65.
Okay, all right. We
thank
appreciate
you very much.
Up.
Appreciate
thanks.
It.
We'll get
thanks, man.
Skipper. Meanwhile, at 8:32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. So, Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Oh, sorry, Sam C.
Yeah.
But there have been showers. We've been in and out of showers this morning. This is really not part of the severe weather aspect of this storm system out to the west of us. But already there's been warnings in Mississippi. I'm looking at activity out to the west of us. So here's the deal. Let's summarize a complicated, messy situation. And boy, check out my morning video if you get a chance. You can see that on our weather app. Breeze, and make sure you get our weather app because it could save your life tonight. Breezy and warm today with a high in the mid-70s. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Into the evening hours, a better chance. And then intensifying chance overnight tonight. The severe weather threat is a long window from late this afternoon in extreme West Alabama through tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Wow, that's a long window of time. It includes the threat of damaging winds and tornadoes can't be ruled out. Flash flood threat as well with excessive rainfall amounts. Mid-60s tonight. The shower and storm risk, as I mentioned, continues through the morning hours tomorrow. After the severe weather risk ends, there's still a threat of showers and falling temperatures by tomorrow afternoon into the 50s, then breezy and cool on Friday. Friday's high around 54. Right now this morning, there's light rain at the top of the hour out of the airport. The rain may have stopped now, but last time they sent out an observation, light rain, southeast winds at 8 and 66 degrees at 8:35.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I want to talk to you about Lightstream, a division of SunTrust Bank. Now, how much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Probably way too much, right? So why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? Now, the holidays are well behind us now, and it's, we're more than a month into the brand new year. If you're thinking about those high interest cards that you used over the holidays and the bills that are now rolling in, here's an idea to ease your mind. It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. That's much lower than those high interest credit cards. In fact, the application is so easy and quick, you can apply right over your phone. And I've been reading these great testimonials online at Lightstream.com. Here's one. I heard the radio ad and said it was worth looking into. So I was a little skeptical because I'd never done anything like this online before. To my great surprise, the loan process was very simple and easy to navigate through. I wish all loans were this efficient. Hey, well, here's something for our listeners. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to do this is to go to lightstream.com/WACV. That's lightstream.com/WACV.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit likestream.com/WACV for more information.
All right, guys, I have to go to the hospital. So I am going to leave it in your capable hands.
Absolutely.
From this point forward.
All our best.
Yeah, there's still some decisions that have to be made. It's 8:36, but at least it's able to stay this long. And again, Mr. Ritterbuttle is in the ER at Baptist with some type of a intestinal issue that they're trying to figure out. So I'm heading over there, and I want to thank Terry and Rosie for their help and support. And I'm not sure what's going on today, so I can't say I'll be back this afternoon. I can say this with certainty. There will be no Baumhauer's gathering tonight. But that was the plan anyway because of the weather that's coming in. We don't like to ask you to attend events that put you at risk in
certainly
potentially severe weather situations. So I will, if I hear anything soon, I'll let you guys know ASAP.
Right. We're driving the bus now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on Cobbsford Road in front of Regions Bank. Use caution there in case they haven't got that one cleaned up. Got another accident on the Northeast Boulevard near Plantation Way. Use caution there. And we just had an accident on 85 southbound, merging to 65 southbound. It's actually on the flyover ramp to 65 south. Car is sideways in the road. One lane traffic by there. That's going to cause a backup on 85 southbound for sure. Use caution. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. Ivey also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. And the city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new football stadium at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. The stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4444. 970 or like us on Facebook.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got to work late because my alarm was busted. The boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted because it's one of those days.
Just one of those days.
That's well put.
It is exactly what we're dealing with.
Yep.
Just one of those days. In fact, what can we expect for today, weather-wise now?
Yeah, so if you have stuff to do today to get done, I think we're fine. I'm laughing, because, and it's not funny, but the severe weather window the National Weather Service is giving us,
18 hours?
It's like from 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the far western counties of Alabama till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in far southeast Alabama. Well, let's see. That's 19 hours window. Actually, I think they're saying 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in extreme southeast Alabama. So everybody says, well, people are, they mean well, but they're saying, what time in Millbrook? Gosh, I wish I could tell you that. I don't know. But it's going to be an all-nighter, and we're going to have it covered. We'll be here, of course, here at the Blue Water Weather Center. And what happens is multi-things. It's not just interrupting on the radio when we need to. No, it's a lot more. We, of course, your app will be instantaneous with information. We'll push out information on social media. That includes Facebook and Twitter, and I'll have some help doing that. And then Channel 8 and Channel 32 has a camera in my office, and they can come to me anytime they want to. Of course, Shane will be broadcasting with, you know, Ryan and Ben, but they can cut away to me like as they do. So they'll be I'll be multitasking on the radio, on the TV, on social media, and we'll be here in the middle of the night. I hate these middle of the night situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for obvious reason, people. This is what makes Dixie Alley awful. People can, you know, lose their life in a situation where they're because they're sleeping and they don't get the word. That's why you should have your weather radio. Make sure it's in the alert mode. Even our weather app has an audio cue. I don't know if you're a heavy sleeper, it may not wake you up, but you'll hear my voice. A tornado watch is now in effect for your area, or you'll hear a tornado warning has been issued for your location. You know, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, and make sure you have your weather radio in the alert position tonight, which it should always be anyway, because having a weather radio is like having a smoke alarm in your house, because it can save your life. And then they're loud. You know those weather radios are.
Oh, I got the...
really loud.
What did I get last night? I got a... It wasn't an Amber Alert. It was something else.
A blue alert at 1:02 a.m.
Yeah.
A lot of people were awakened by... Apparently, a law enforcement officer was killed north of Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were looking for a car. And so a lot of people's phones went off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was about 1 o'clock for me.
1:02. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And when it went off, so...
Yeah.
That's kind of the alert you're going to get for severe weather. And
so this is the price we pay for living in this part of the world.
No, you should take it seriously. You should take any of those alerts seriously.
And we've been through it before. We're going to get through this fine, you know, but you just need to be weather aware. Hey, here's an idea. Maybe if you have more than one person in your house, maybe if another family member can be up for this number of hours,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody else up for this number of hours, it's your turn now. You know, somebody who can pass the word along to other folks in the family.
Yeah.
How about that?
We got a final look at traffic, and we'll come right back.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on Cobbs Ford Road in front of Regions Bank. Use caution there in case they haven't got that one cleaned up. Got another accident on the Northeast Boulevard near Plantation Way. Use caution there. And we just had an accident on 85 southbound, merging to 65 southbound. It's actually on the flyover ramp to 65 south. Car is sideways in the road. One lane traffic by there. That's going to cause a backup on 85 southbound for sure. Use caution. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag.
We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on. Wake up already.
Said I can make your hands.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
Oh, hey, welcome back. I was looking for... I had a menu. Is this one? No, that's not...
For the Seafood Bistro?
What? Yeah, I did. What, and I don't know what I did with it.
Let me hand you one.
I mean, that's one, but I had a new one. Well, there it is. That's the one.
Okay.
I went to the Seafood Bistro yesterday. I went over and saw Paul.
Don't!
Exactly. Went over and saw Paul and got my fried cheese curds, which he has listed in the new menu as Cajun cheese curds.
Okay. All right. It's a twist.
But they have a brand new menu.
It's really nice.
I know. They got
it foldable. I smelled those cheese curds yesterday.
Yeah,
so much
did.
I had to ask you, what is that?
Yeah, you did. It was great.
Is that cheese curd on your breath?
Yeah, the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them later today at 279-7500, and you can go by there if you want to. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day, and in fact, I went over there about 12.
Yeah, what if I don't feel like going out there, but I want to, like, order off my phone?
You can do that. In fact, he's got all of them listed. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. If there's a delivery app, the Seafood Bistro is on it.
DoorDash? I never heard of that.
Yeah, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. Yeah,
I've used it often.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the ones. Now, the new menu has the adult beverages on there listed, ooh, which is really nice.
Not available for delivery.
No.
Prohibited by law.
But it's really great.
You know what they've got now, though?
Battery's not included.
New on the menu, and it is seasonal.
What's that?
King cake.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're about I forget how many days we are to Mardi Gras. I calculated that.
He's all decked out. He's got the Mardi Gras tree.
Yeah.
Right?
He's got a tree up. And, you can get the king cake in either cream cheese or praline.
Ooh.
So.
See, that's Cajun, too.
It is. Now, go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can see all the items on the menu. You can put your order in there if you'd like to. Like I said, use the delivery apps if you don't feel like getting out. Maybe you don't want to get out in this weather. I mean, I don't know about putting drivers in the... if you're going to put drivers in this weather, Well, tip big.
Daytime hours are fine.
Tonight. Yeah, daytime hours are fine.
Tonight is...
Anytime, starting when tonight?
Well, again, the window...
3 o'clock?
The window could start early evening here,
okay.
and go till tomorrow morning, mid-morning. That doesn't mean that we won't be able to narrow that down a little bit more later in the day.
Okay.
But right now, it's a huge, ridiculous window of time.
You know, Rich, I'm a little suspicious of you.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, I suspect that you have a time machine. You know exactly what's going to happen. But you can't give the game away that you do have the time machine, so you don't always say exactly what's going on.
Have you got my weather app in your phone,
yes,
young man?
I smash your face every morning.
Thank you.
Ow! That almost made me spit up. Smash your face every morning. hey, Joey, by the way, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jay. Hello,
News and Views is coming up here in just a bit. What's on the agenda for...
Well, there's nothing going on.
I mean, it's been a boring week, honestly.
My goodness. I mean, it's been an incredible week. It's been good for the president. The president is that dude.
With an impeachment trial going on, you would think things are bad, but no, things are really good for this man.
And one of the things is, just don't look at the number of the 49% approval in Gallup, the trend. Like, it's gone up from 38, in September. I mean, folks told, even Nancy Pelosi said, we shouldn't do impeachment. It really has backfired on him. Then also, the State of the State was last night. Governor Kay Ivey.
What was
talk about that?
The New York Post headline again. Torn loser. Oh yeah, torn loser.
I actually gasped. My brother came up from Dothan. We were watching it together. Yeah. I'm like, whoa! Like, I was like, that is, she's
and
going
the way
hard
she
in the paint.
Did it, you
yeah,
know, it was.
But I mean, Trump. I was describing Trump to my brother with the Democrats how they had to be experiencing it. It was like smack in the face, and then, do you want a cupcake? Oh, why don't you like the cupcake? The cupcake's delicious. It's wonderful. No, those aren't sardines in the middle of the cupcake. Eat it, Democrats, eat it.
Like, yeah. I saw more talk about her tearing up the papers. I thought her little 2-second thing has overshadowed a 1 hour and 18 minute speech.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and the best part of those State of the Unions is always what Reagan started. When you get out of the way, you tell American stories. Trump went an extra mile doing an Oprah impression last night.
I didn't know if I was watching Ellen or the State of the Union.
It was, I called it too. Like, he had done the scholarship.
Uh-huh.
They'd done the Presidential Medal of Freedom for Rush Limbaugh.
Then everybody looked under their chairs.
Right.
And they all had keys to a new car.
And so when he displayed the young woman with her two kids and the little boys like on the railing, like kind of looking out,
I kind of knew.
I was like, hey, Will, the father's going to appear.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no. Like, yeah. And that was probably my favorite moment. Politics aside, because, that's how I think we should remember why we bring troops home, why we shouldn't fight needless wars. You see that moment. It's pretty good
thing. And meanwhile, 3 o'clock this afternoon, there is a vote on impeachment in the Senate.
Goodness.
It's just so weird.
Exactly.
So wild.
Well, Joey, have a good show, and you got anybody coming in today?
Yeah, I think April Marie Fogle's going to be here. Jack Campbell should be here. He hasn't texted me that he's not.
This morning?
He might be still working
on those Iowa caucuses.
That's right.
Because that stuff's still going on.
And we do have Troy King on the show today, candidate for Congress.
That's right. All right. Cool. Y'all have a good one. We will... We'll keep you posted about Greg as much as we can when he lets us know, and we'll let you know about what's going on this afternoon. He did say that Baumhauer's is not going forth tonight.
Right.
Weather was always going to be the case, but everything else that's piled up is also the issue. So we'll just keep you posted and, tune in. So have a good show, Joe.